Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. Brother Jones has been with us for a while, and he always does an awesome, awesome job, and I know today he will do no less. I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. We appreciate you for graciously tuning in, and we're trusting and praying that all is well with you and yours. We're in Matthew chapter 6, and we're primarily dealing with verses 19 and 20. On last week, we mentioned two of the things that Christ said about heavenly riches that are critically important to the believer and to the unbeliever as well. I'm going to recap on that, and then we're going to deal with the third one. Number one, Jesus says, lay up for yourselves heavenly treasures. A person is foolish to seek and set his mind on perishable things. Why? Because he can seek after that which gives all the meaning, all the purpose and significance to life that one can imagine. To have a meaning and purpose and significance in life is what life is all about. Think about it. Jesus says that a man's life consisted not in the abundance of things which he possesses in Luke 12 and verse number 15. How much meaning is there in something that passes and perishes? Even while a person seeks after something on this earth, there is an inner awareness that will not last. There is an end to whatever meaning he finds in it. The earthly treasures may be a car, a job, a trip, relationship, clothing, positions, power, fame, fortune. The fact is, no matter what the treasure is, it will end and pass away and be no more. A worldly man's meaning for living, his purpose and significance in life, temporary, unfulfilling, and incomplete. Secondly, Jesus says, after saying, lay up for yourself treasures, heavenly treasures, he said, heavenly riches are incorruptible. Corruption can be escaped. There is an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 4. Everyone should lay claim and set his heart on his heavenly inheritance. Thirdly, Jesus says, heavenly riches are secure. Thieves cannot break through heaven. They cannot penetrate the spiritual dimension. No one nor anything can take away a person's heavenly riches. The love of God assures this in Romans chapter 8, verses 32 through 39. However, Christ does not stop a man from seeking treasure. Contrarywise, he guides the man's search to real treasure. Heaven is worth more than all the world wealth in the world. Listen to Matthew chapter 16 and verse 26. For what is a man profited? If he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Again, Mark 8:36. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and loses his own soul? Luke 9 and verse 25. Again, for what is a man advantaged if he gains the whole world and lose himself or be cast away. A man must leave all to follow Christ, or else he cannot be the Lord's disciple. Luke chapter 14 and verse number 33, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Christ says a man is to lay up treasures in heaven for himself, not lay up treasures on earth for his family. A pointed and disturbing message to many. Luke 6, 20, again, Jesus says, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Matthew 19:21, Jesus said unto him, if thou would be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Luke 12:33, Jesus again says, sell that you have, and give alms. Provide yourselves bags with wax, not old, a treasure in heaven that faileth not. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 8, the Apostle Paul said it so well. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I suffer the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. Oh, he said to the young preacher Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse number 19, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. And then John the Revelator, ostracized on the island of Patmos in Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 18, penned these words, I counsel thee to buy me of gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. The shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. In Matthew chapter 6, in verses 21 through 23, Jesus says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? It warns about two kinds of hearts. Number one, there's the good heart. It is just like a good eye. Note that the eye is a gate that gives entrance into the mind of man. What man looks at is what he thinks about, and what he thinks about is what he actually becomes. Listen to the wise man Solomon in Proverbs 23 and verse number 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. If a man focuses upon Christ, who is the light of the world, John 8 and verse number 12, then his mind and heart will be full of light. Therefore, the deeds of his body will be deeds of light. Cleanness of the eye and the heart means that a person sets his attention upon the Lord Jesus for the purpose of doing his will. Listen to Acts chapter 2 and verse number 46. When the Apostle Peter used the keys to the kingdom to open the door of entrance, and they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness. Here it is. And singleness of heart. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 5. Service be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh. The fear with fear and trembling. Here it is again. In singleness of your heart as unto the Lord. And finally, Colossians chapter 3, verse 22. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men please us. Here it is again. But in singleness of heart, fearing God. An evil eye is one that focuses upon anything that is not of God. A man's heart, precisely where his treasure is. If his treasure is on earth, his heart is on earth. If his treasure is in heaven, his heart is in heaven. The eye illustrates the truth. If a man's eye is good and healthy, then he is able to focus upon the treasure and grasp the truth. But if the eye is unhealthy, he is not able to focus upon the treasure. He is blind and in darkness. A healthy heart is like a healthy eye. It grasps the true treasure, the treasure in heaven. But an unhealthy heart is like an unhealthy eye. It is in darkness, unable to see the treasure in heaven. Note that the believer fixes his eye upon heaven for two primary reasons. Well, number one, his citizenship is in heaven. Paul instructed us concerning that in Philippians chapter 3 and verses 20 and 21, for our conversation or citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our veiled body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. And secondly, he seeks the treasures which are eternal. Colossians, 2 Corinthians 4 and verse number 18, things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. They are incorruptible, Matthew 6, 20. They are secure, Matthew 6, 20. They cause his whole body to be full of light, Matthew 6, 22. They consume his whole being and all the meaning and purpose and significance of life, Matthew 6, 24. They cause him to love and to serve God, Matthew 6, 24. They draw him near to God in Matthew 6, 24. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. John 8 and verse 12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 14 and verse number 19, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Hebrews 11 and 27, the Hebrew writer says, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. The believer has a clear-cut charge, dear listener. Colossians 3, verse 2, Paul said, set, focus, concentrate your affection on things above, in things on the earth. Ephesians 1 and verse number 3, Paul said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 1:8, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Ephesians 3:8, unto me who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Hebrews 11:26, the Hebrew writer said, Moses esteemed the approach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of reward. And finally, beloved, James 2:5, hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? May God bless you through the remaining of this day. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God who art in heaven, we come, we thank you once again for blessing us to be able to have the strength, frame of mind, present this teaching. We trust and pray that those that listen will learn where their focus should be, not on things of the earth, but upon things that are in heaven. Help us to be content with the things which you have, food, shelter, and clothing, and some of the extra amenities, but help us not to focus on earthly things, where thieves, where rust and moth doth corrupt, and thieves enter in and steal. Be with our families. Be with those that are suffering from different illnesses. Be with those that are going through depression, those that are fighting with bad relationships, children that are running amok. We ask, Father, that you give us the patience, the understanding to trust you, and to do what is right, even under most difficult circumstances. And that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen.